cat manifested back in Sin's penthouse. He was right where she'd left him by his bar, looking just as gorgeous. He stood up from the bar stool and crossed the short distance between them. She could see the worry in his eyes.
"Did you find him?"
he asked anxiously. She shook her head at the irony. She'd gone to find his brother, and instead had found her father. "Not exactly, but my father gave me this." She lifted the tiny red ball on her chest up so that Sin could see it. "He said it would lead us to Zakhar." A deep scowl marred his brow.
"You met your father?"
She nodded.
"Are you all right?"
His concern warmed her a lot more than it should have. It was so touching. "Yeah, in a weird way, I think I am." He approached her slowly and placed his hands on her shoulders.
"Are you sure?"
"Yeah, I really am." There was a tenderness on his face that she couldn't even begin to fathom. But it only lasted until his next question.
"So, did he kill Artemis?"
Well, that was certainly an mood killer that wasn't helped by the eagerness of his tone. "Sin!"
"What?"
he asked, his face a mask of innocence.
"It's a legitimate question. I hope he cut her head off and stuck it on a pike."
"Men, or more to the point, Sin, he was terrible. Sorry to disappoint you, but she's still breathing."
"Damn,"
he said in a low tone.
"Just once, couldn't he give that..."
She arched a warning brow at him before he used the noun she despised.
"Woman,"
he said, with an expression that let her know he really resented using that word.
"What she deserves."
"Would you punish the mother of your daughter?" No sooner were those words out of her mouth than she realized she'd hit a hard chord in his heart. She could feel his pain, and it stung her deep. Honestly, he looked as if she'd struck him. "Sin!" She took a step toward him, but he quickly stepped back.
"We need to find Zakhar," he said from between clenched teeth.
"Sin, don't change the subject. I want to know what's wrong. Why did my comment hurt you?"
"Let's just say you gave me clarity with one comment and leave it at that."
But she didn't want to leave it at that. She wanted to understand him. "I know your wife cheated on you. I saw it."
"And now you know why I never killed her over it. She was the mother of my children. Any other sore spots you wish to salt? I was once humiliated when I first tried to use my powers of flight as a kid. Instead of soaring over the mountain, I fell down and busted my chin. Why don't we call me incompetent all the way around? I assure you it was much less embarrassing than being a fertility god who couldn't satisfy his own wife."
So that was the source of it. His shame made her ache for him. She cupped his face in her hands and stared at him so that he could see her sincerity. "And having been in your bed, I can honestly say that there had to have been something profoundly wrong with a woman who wasn't satisfied by you. Maybe it was a birth defect." He looked at her with hooded eyes. Even so, she could feel the comfort her words had given him. He reached up and covered her hands with his.
"I can't believe you're related to..."
What was the term Simi used?
"Bitch goddess?"
She rolled her eyes at him. "I know. I'm the watered-down version, and you're lucky for that." He took her right hand and placed a gentle kiss on her knuckles.
"Thank you, Kat."
"Hey, I never say anything I don't mean. It's a curse I inherited from my father." Sin grinned at her.
"I don't think it's a curse so much as refreshing."
Her heart pounded at the light in his dark golden eyes. She had a bad feeling where he was concerned. There was something about him that she found so comforting, and she didn't even know why. Something about him that just called out to her. She wanted to ease the pain in his gaze, and at the same time, he gave her so much by doing nothing more than looking at her, like he was doing right now. It made her uncomfortable. She brushed her thumb over his fingers before she took a step back. Looking down, she picked up the small Sephora. "I don't know if this will work, but are you ready to try?"
"More than ready."